I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with our listener top stories from the past week. Two men using gasoline-powered chainsaws in the basement of a Storm Lake residence were overcome by fumes last Saturday evening. One man was nearly unconscious when authorities arrived on scene and was transported for treatment. The other man managed to escape unharmed. Authorities located a high amount of carbon monoxide in the basement and first floor of the home. At number 9, a Carroll woman was taken into custody Monday in connection to an assault in April. According to Carroll County District Court records, 19-year-old Kylie Nicole Armstrong has been charged with disorderly conduct, fighting or violent behavior, a simple misdemeanor, following an investigation by the Carroll Police Department. At number 8, prosecutors have filed trial information in District Court for Carroll County against a Coon Rapids man, which brings a felony drug charge against him. 50-year-old Robbie Joe Antoffer faces one count of third offense possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, a Class D felony. The charge stems from a search warrant executed in January of this year. At number 7, an Audubon woman was airlifted to an Omaha, Nebraska hospital following a collision on Thursday evening. The driver of a 2017 Jeep Cherokee, 48-year-old Jolene Housebrook, rear-ended a trailer during stop-and-go traffic near the Avoca exit on I-80 at around 6:30 p.m. She was taken by air ambulance to Bergen Mercy Creighton Medical Center for treatment of injuries. The driver of the semi was uninjured. Number 6, Storm Lake authorities have confiscated drugs with a street value of more than $280,000. Two assault rifles, two handguns, and three cars, and taken three people into custody after executing search warrants on Thursday, May 2nd. A large amount of crystal methamphetamine, nearly 70 pounds of marijuana, and 50 grams of psychedelic mushrooms were seized, and three men, 28-year-old Billy Fang of Storm Lake, 37-year-old Meng Her, and 34-year-old Marvin Wow of Storm Lake, have been arrested in connection to that incident. At number 5, no injuries were reported following a single vehicle rollover accident near Westside on Thursday evening, but the driver has been cited for drinking and driving. 56-year-old Andra Shira Smith was traveling westbound in a 2000 Chevy Monte Carlo when he lost control while negotiating a curve. Authorities say the vehicle rolled one time, causing about $3,500 in damage to that vehicle. He was transported for treatment, but refused to provide a sample for a preliminary breath test to authorities. At number 4, a Carroll man had his probation revoked, and he will be serving his original 10-year sentence. In April of 2018, 41-year-old Matthew Lingling was sentenced to 10 years in prison after violating his probation twice. He was sentenced to fulfill that original 10-year prison term. An 11-year-old male from Lakeside was arrested Tuesday after threatening a school shooting. The Storm Lake Police Department received a report that the middle school student had said on Snapchat he was going to conduct the shooting on Wednesday, May 8th. He was taken into custody Tuesday around 10:30 p.m. and charged with terroristic threats, a Class D felony. At number 2, a Carroll family managed to escape injury on Monday night during a house fire, but the damage to their home is extensive. The Carroll Fire Department responded to the fire at about 5:30 p.m. Monday evening. Fortunately, the homeowners, the Flug family, were able to escape unharmed, but nearly $200,000 in damage is estimated to have been done to the home. In our top story from the past week, a Carroll woman was taken into custody on Tuesday morning after wielding a knife. The Carroll Police Department responded to the 300 block of East 7th Street at approximately 9:45 a.m. after receiving a report of the knife and objects being thrown. Following an investigation and treatment for minor injuries, 27-year-old Miranda DeWitt was arrested and charged with domestic abuse assault for threatening the victim with the knife, causing minor injuries to the victim from those thrown items. And that's been your look at KCIM's Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.